We need to deal with diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't curse at all, Eric D. At all. My black queens, sisters, my sisters said that we is tied, and until you do right by me, nothing good is ever gonna happen to you. So they all then figured out all of the different companies that they want to boycott. They want to boycott Target. They don't want to boycott Target when Target was putting in all of these sassy clothes for your son to go and wear. When Target was putting panties in a boy's aisle for y'all to wear, you didn't want to boycott Target. But now you want to show up when they say no more diversity, equity, and inclusion. We're going to go on a merit-based system. We're going to go on a merit-based system. When they said that you actually had to earn your spot, you said, they pulled out all of their chakras. They put out their sun signs. I'm a Gemini with an Aquarius moon rising. They pulled out all of their love languages, all of their prayers. They did it all. They did it all. They pulled out every single talking point. They called Target a narcissist. They said that Target was no longer a high-value man or a high-value store. They put out every internet talking point, and they said, we boycotting Target, we boycotting Walmart, we boycotting Amazon, we boycotting everything. I wanted to go and see for myself, so I went over to Walmart, and I seen what was going on, and it looked like it was a ton of black people in there. It didn't look like the memo got out to everybody, but let me show you what the sentiment is online. This is what they saying that they doing, all right?
We have more breaking news. Target announcing it is rolling back diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at the company. In a memo to employees, the Minneapolis-based company says it will end its three-year DEI goals, stop reports to external diversity-focused groups, and end a program focused on carrying more products from black or minority-owned businesses. The decision follows President Trump's executive orders almost immediately after his inauguration to end the government's DEI programs. NBC's Brian Chung joining us now with that. Brian, this is a pretty significant change of direction for Target, right? Walk us through the company's history with DEI and suddenly a turnaround?
Yeah, Tom, as you outlined there, Target rolling back a number of their DEI policies in announcement today. And in a memo that a chief executive officer in the high ranks of Target sending to employees today, they described the reason for making these DEI changes as, quote, the result of the evolving external landscape. And you can imagine what that external landscape entails. It is, of course, the new president wanting to roll back DEI within the federal government and a lot of these mounting challenges against other companies that we've seen in the last few months with regard to their DEI policies. But I want to point out, this is a pretty remarkable turn for a company, Target, that is based in Minneapolis. As you recall, that is the city where George Floyd was murdered in 2020. And Target, at the time, was one of the first companies to really go out and in a full-throated manner defend their efforts to try to boost DEI policies at the time. CEO Brian Cornell saying, quote, that could have been one of my Target team members. And then now here you have this announcement today, Tom, that they're rolling back those policies. It really does speak to the environment that we're in today.
Can you drill down on that? Because we have seen several companies kind of reversing course here, right? Are they reading the tea leaves for the culture nationwide, the pop culture or Main Street USA, or are they responding to pressure from President Trump?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily.
So, wait. So pressure from the culture. If the majority of Americans voted for Trump, both in a popular election and an electoral college, shouldn't the tea leaves read that people actually want to go back to traditional values and they just want to shop at regular stores without all of the extras in it? I mean, listen, every single time. I remember I was walking down the jet bridge, right? I was walking down the jet bridge and I seen if anybody has ever, tell me if I'm lying, all right? If anybody has ever seen this, y'all let me know. I was walking down the jet bridge at Delta, and they got these little posters that be on the side of the wall before you get on the plane. And they don't have them anymore. I don't know where they went. It looked like they got rid of all of them, or maybe they just in Portland and Seattle. I don't know. But if you're walking down the jet bridge, sometimes you'll see these signs, and it'll be like, you know, I'll have some slogan. Rest starts here in first class. Nominated best airline of the world. And all of these things. Five-star treatment and a fuselage, right? But I remember I was walking down and I seen two guys, one laying his head on the other one's lap. And I was like, They are trying to appeal to a different demographic apparently than I'm used to. I started seeing sassy posters from Delta. And I always try to wonder to myself, what is the purpose of this, right? Because me as a person that spends an egregious amount of money every single year to become diamond status at Delta, why are they trying to segment the customers, right? Why isn't the marketing department smart enough to understand that you're not going to get better flyers by having some guy's head on somebody else's lap saying, meet me at the altar or some crap like that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, see, I see people in the chat that has actually experienced that also going down the jet bridge and Delta. And so I'm always trying to understand for the life of me, why do companies alienate themselves by taking any position whatsoever when these are publicly traded companies? And I want y'all to take that into consideration when y'all thinking about boycotting anything. See, I care about the bottom line. Me personally, I want, if I am a shareholder of a company, because y'all talking like y'all own these companies. Y'all be talking like y'all actually got equity into the company. If you want equity and inclusion, it is a publicly traded company. You can go on any kind of application whatsoever. Most trades are free and you can buy into the company and you can vote as a shareholder of what you think makes the most sense when it comes to, and if you actually invest enough money and y'all really want to come collectively, because I see a lot of people in the chat a lot of times and they say, Anton, why don't black people come together and build their own companies? You don't have to. You can collect, you can take your collective dollars that you would usually either throw at the strip club or go and get the latest chain, and you can become a shareholder. And if you got enough equity in it to the company, you actually can get a board seat. You don't even have to build your own from scratch. You can take over a company that already exists. Walmart, publicly traded company. Ford Motor Company, publicly traded company. There is no limit to the amount of ownership that you can have and then benefit from whatever profit that comes with it if it is a great company for you to own. We don't have to sit here and go back and forth about it. Just own it. But you know why nobody cares about what you think just because you're talking online? Is because your little consumer dollars was already going to Temu anyway. Everything you buying at the store is on Afterpay. Everything you buying in the store is on Afterpay. They was only doing it because it was a mandate to do it. They had to have so many percentage. And y'all don't even want to see nobody else in y'all section. You got to go to the black section. Or where's the Hispanic section? Or where's the Asian section? And where's the white people section? Do white people get a section? No, white people already have all of this country anyway. They don't need no more sections. Okay, I got you. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. We're going to get there.
Directly a function of President Trump. You could argue that a lot of these pressures have actually been coming from the corporate sector and a lot of kind of activist groups, even in the months leading up to the election. But when you look at names like Harley Davidson, names like Walmart, names like McDonald's, these are companies that have pared back their DEI policies. But I want to point out, it's not the case at every company. Just yesterday, Costco had a shareholder vote where they voted down a proposal to pare back their policies. And Tom, that vote was 98% against changing and rolling back their policies. So
on the flip side of the spectrum, Costco is saying that they're going to keep their diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, and they're being championed by the identity politic people for doing so. Check it out.
It is Saturday. A lot of people doing their shopping, some of them specifically choosing Costco after other companies ditched their diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. Our Brittany Miller spoke to shoppers today in Harlem.
This wasn't your average trip to the grocery store. Every purchase had a purpose.
We're going to shop where we're wanted.
100 members of the National Action
Network. There he is. There he is. Hold on. Let me get him on there again.
We're going to shop where we're wanted.
Race hustler. Hustler, baller, gangster, caterpillar. Who I be? Your neighborhood drug dealer. A young that's about it. I mean, these no limit soldiers, they get rowdy. Captain Big Head, Al Sharpton himself, in the flesh, with their bullhorns, right after he got $500,000 from the Kamala Harris campaign, of y'all money that y'all donated into her campaign, and then it was $20 million in a hole. There he is, being a champion of Costco, walking down the aisles, advocating for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and supporting the places that support them. Let's continue to take a look.
100 members of the National Action Network joined Reverend Al Sharpton to shop at Costco in support of the company's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Shareholders recently voted against a proposal to assess the risks.
This is not a boycott. This is a buycott, where we are buying into companies that are supporting DEI measures.
This comes days after President Donald Trump signed an executive order to get rid of DEI programs. Related documents on websites like the U.S. Office of Personnel Management are gone. An HBCU conference at Rutgers University, funded by the Department of Labor, was canceled. The president has also called for all federal DEI staff to be put on paid leave and eventually laid off.
DEI started to gain traction after the killing of George Floyd.
How long y'all gonna get hustled by these race baiters?
Corporations came forward and said, we're going to do diversity. We're going to do this because race needs to be dealt with.
Recently, Amazon, Walmart, McDonald's, and Meta have all rolled back their policies. The latest company to ditch DEI is Target.
I think many of them are realizing that these DEI programs were unfair. We find out when it's actually implemented, it's more like a discrimination.
It's not true at all.
DEI programs basically prevent us from going backwards to a time when white supremacy and white straight men ruled the law of the land.
I keep telling y'all, they hate y'all. When I said the other day that white men were under duress and they were some of the most hated people inside of the United States of America, y'all laughed at me and said that I was wrong. Y'all laughed at me and said that I was wrong. They don't like y'all. They don't like men. They don't like white men. They don't like the people that helped build this country. They don't like masculinity. They don't like anything except for if it agrees with them at that time. They don't. Let me revise that. It's not that they don't like y'all. They hate y'all. They hate you. They hate every single thing about you. When you sitting over there caping for them and saying, yeah, yeah, we support you, they talk about you in the living rooms. They tell their daughters, don't you ever bring that man inside of this house. You better go and get you a pookie. They don't listen. These people are not equal. They're not equitable. They're not diversifying, right? They're not diversifying inside of their households. They're not diversifying inside of their families. They just want you to add them as a beneficiary to your diversity, equity, and inclusion crew so that they can benefit from it. They hate you. They hate your very, they hate America. Race baiters hate America. They hate this country. Every piece of it. Every piece of it. The very thing that they benefit from is the thing that they hate the most. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs is a cloak. It is an excuse for continued racism and division inside of this country. I am all in support of merit-based programs. I was having a debate last week with somebody that was trying to tell me and convince me that diversity, equity, and inclusion had more to do with finding qualified candidates in places that they wouldn't normally look. Well, how does that apply inside of retail? Is diversity, equity, and inclusion finding qualified candidates inside of retail too? And they will argue me down because they went to a HBCU and they still go to homecoming. It is an opportunity for people to cloak their racism in a business environment and to run in the victim Olympics and act like they're not getting a leg up. Don't worry about it. I ain't done with it. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. I told you we was going to have a whole show today. We not going to limit ourselves. I'm not on no time limit. We going to have a whole show, not a half a show, a whole show today, all right? That's what's going on with diversity, equity, and inclusion over there at Costco and Target and all of these other companies. They are now making themselves the targets and victims, and they champion in certain companies and they getting rid of others.